This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquitie. I've been reading a lot lately, and I should say what's cool is I've been reading in the daytime. What a luxury to sit inside, you know, our 1991 Marvelette with the evaporative cooler pushing cool air around and read during the daytime, the hot daytime. I'm not going out there, I say to myself, and read, sometimes fiction, sometimes nonfiction. I got a new book, you know, I've been reading, a nonfiction, Plants. How did you guess? And I'm enjoying it, you know, I'm really liking it. And I thought, well, I should probably give this book a review. I'm getting a good feeling about this book, I said to myself one day, and started chuckling about a book a friend gave me years ago. He gave me a copy of a book he'd written, and I just couldn't read it. It was my friend, the writer Alan Harrington, and Alan and his wife Peggy would have these dinner gatherings at his marvelous old adobe home in Tucson, and invite interesting folks there to drink, eat, and mingle. I'm not sure how I got on the list of interesting folks, but there I was, mingling with a couple old friends, but mainly new people, some of whom became dear friends. But Peacock or Abby, the Haggertys, Leary, the McGuinns, the Spaldings. Anyway, okay, so Alan had some books out. One was called The Immortalist. I could not read it. Even though Gore Vidal gushed over it. Gore Vidal gushed. And when it was republished with a whole new look, Alan gave me another copy, and he cornered me at a Harrington soiree, and he asked me how I liked it. I still couldn't get past 30 pages, but I said, I sure liked the new print. I don't think he ever forgave me. I hope to do better with this book I'm going to tell you about. My friend Jim Coweek, who lives down in the Canelo Hills, has a new book, and he gave me a copy. It's a field guide, and it's called Grassland Plant ID for Everyone, and it's subtitled, Except Folks That Take Boring Technical Stuff Too Seriously. Jim wrote the text, and his friend Dale Armstrong took all the photos. They're very good. And it's a field guide. Every page has a photo and some text. Cool, right? And I know what you're thinking. Petey, do you really sit around reading field guides? I do. It's tragic. I know. So grasses and a bunch of annuals and perennial trees, shrubs, succulents. It's all in there. Well, I mean, it's not all in there. It's a field guide, right? Not a flora. If it's a flora, like Kernian Peebles, Arizona flora, it'll have every plant in there. A field guide has the plants you're likely to run into in a region. And in Jim Coweek's book, it is, as the book says, the title says, Grassland Plant ID. So the grasslands of Arizona, New Mexico, not to mention Sonora and Chihuahua. And so, like I said, it covers grasses over 60 species, I'm sure, with photos and a sweet little blurbs throughout. But I liked what he said about the beautiful Boudaloua gracilis, the blue grama. He called it the queen of the grassland, and I couldn't agree more. Under Digitaria sanguinalis, Jim says, the common name of hairy crabgrass sounds like it should be a villain in an old Western movie. That's a Jimism, okay? And the field guide has some Jimisms. And since I know Jim very well, I suspect he showed a great deal of restraint throughout. But let me read you a couple more Jimisms from his marvelous book. On Arizona rainbow cactus, he says this about its flower. Although quite showy, it lasts only a day. I believe this is very useful life lesson, which should be taught to all people of reproductive age. On the pine nuts of the border pinion, Pinus discolor, he writes, quote, many times the nuts you find left on the tree are empty, which shows squirrels are smarter than we are. Hope that is not a big surprise. Total gem. You know, doggone, it's a good and fun read, this field guide. And like any field guide, it belongs on the front seat of your truck. And I wrote Jim recently and said, I'm really enjoying this book. I love this book. And I was out in my truck eating lunch while perusing his book, and a mayonnaise-covered tomato slid from the sandwich and fell onto a page. I think it was the poison ivy page, toxicodendron, because that page cracked me up. But that, to me, is the ultimate compliment, eating lunch with your field guide in your lap. That's right. The grasslands are beautiful. Yeah, they really are. And now we got this field guide to help us ID some of its wonderful plants. Oh, yeah. Sweet. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquitie, and this has been Growing Native.